Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Stefan Rodri, we have possibly something in your bag that is something that brings you joy. Now, we always have this extra nugget, this show and tell on our Friday extra episode.
Oh,
now,
you should have given me some warning.
No, I like that you're digging in the bag
okay. Whilst
we do it. So you've got a bag in a bag.
No, it's just a laptop.
Oh, it's a laptop. Okay.
Now, so do you want me to tell you what it was going to be?
Yes, well, that's the idea.
Okay. Well... What it
no,
was,
I'll just guess.
It was going to be something alive.
It was going to be something alive?
Yeah.
Is this going to make me very sad? Is it not?
No. He's still alive.
Oh, okay. Oh.
It's my dog.
Oh.
And I was going to bring him in. And I said, oh, can I take the dog in? And they went, yeah, you can take the dog in. And then I thought, oh, I've got to go and do the play tonight because I'm doing Macbeth. And I thought, oh, I won't really have time to take him home and things. And then I thought...
Does he come to the theatre with you ever?
He has done, but not yet. Not at the moment while we're in London. And... And then I thought, but if I take photos and videos, not only can you see... Because you'd see him, he would just happily just lie there, but also you can see him running, because he's a greyhound.
Oh, he's a greyhound?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Mig.
You're in the Scottish play at the moment, and your dog runs on the... Now, we're going to turn it around so everyone can see this, because we've got the camera here. Oh, he's fast!
It is. If you want to know what gives me greatest joy in the world, seeing Mig run on the beach is it. Look at him go.
Was he a rescue one?
Yeah. He was a racer. And I can't bear the thought of him, you know, having a life where he was forced to race. But it is fun to see him run now.
And is that you?
No, that's Talia, my partner.
Oh.
I was doing the filming, yeah. And do you want to see more pictures?
Yes, please. So tell me how you rescued him. Tell me that story.
Oh, it's quite straightforward. You can see how...
Is it the Greyhound Rescue? Oh, he's beautiful. Oh, look at those eyes. Okay, so we'll show it to the camera so everyone can see. Hello, Mig. How old do they think Mig is?
Well, we know, I think.
Oh, yeah.
We pretty much know when his birthday was. He is six, something like that.
Look at that face.
So we had him at about 2.5. We've had him about 3.5 years. 3 years. I can't remember, something like that. But we... So... Talia and we'd never even discussed having a dog. And because of our life, so she's a documentary filmmaker and, you know, I'm an actor and it's, you know, not particularly convenient. I've never thought it's convenient. And I don't know, something happened in lockdown, didn't it? People spent more time at home and thought, well, actually, you can work from home sometimes and you can be here more and sort things out. And then there's more and more dog carers and walkers and, you know, more and more people had dogs. And she said she'd seen on some Facebook group that somebody was just fostering him for a weekend, looking after him while, you know, from the rescue centre, trying to acclimatise him with being in a house. And I seem to remember we'd had a bit of a row the day before and I was trying to get back into her good books. And she said, well, about this dog, should we go and visit him? And instead of what I normally would have done, going, don't be ridiculous, how can we have a dog? It's such a stupid idea. I kind of went, all right, darling, yeah, okay, let's go. And so we went along. And they, it was, I think it was during the winter lockdown, the second lockdown, because we couldn't go into their flat. They brought him out. And this woman brought him out, and he had his red coat on. He's got a scarf. And he just leant into my leg with his whole weight, 37 kilos of it. And I thought, poof. And something happened inside me. I just melted. And I thought, he's amazing. He's absolutely amazing. We just walked him through this park and we drove away. And she went, what do you think? I went, we're having him, aren't we? Definitely. Oh. You know, it was like no brainer. And it was tricky at first because he'd never lived in a house. We didn't have to go to the rescue centre to pick him up. We went back to where the lady was fostering him. And we just picked him up from there. And they didn't, because it was locked down, they just did a video tour to make sure our house was okay. Mm. And we had a little garden and so on. And,
it makes you very emotional.
It does. Do you know what makes me emotional? It sounds horrible, but I know that, you know, they've got a limited life. And I can make
just
myself...
Just know, but live for the day.
I know. But I do. He gives me immense joy.
You've got a watery-eyed. Oh, my word.
I love him. I absolutely love him. And, yeah.
He brings you joy.
Yeah, absolutely. Because he just has that. And there's something... I mean, I'm sure everybody thinks this about their dog. But there is something so kind of innocent about him. Real, unconditional love that comes from innocence, you know.
You've made me go emotional as well. Look at me welling up, and I haven't even met Mig.
I wish you could have. I could have brought him in, and then I thought, oh, it's going to be so awkward with going back
to
the theatre.
Has he been to theatre?
He had not this one. No, oh. Has he been to theatre?
He's not a stage dog.
Yeah, I don't want anyone else to have that responsibility. So okay. We just manage. And Talia works a lot from home and things, so it's fine. And then if necessary, we use dog minders, who he absolutely loves. We've got one dog minder who's besotted with him, and he sleeps in her bed when he goes there. So, you know, he's perfectly happy wherever he goes. Yeah. He's been on set with me filming. I did I did a thing called In My Skin, which was wonderful Welsh kind of comedy drama series, won lots of awards. And I had some filming to do in a car there. And so I brought my car to the set, to the car park, and he just stayed in my car whilst I was filming in the other car. Yeah.
That's so lovely. Thank you. Thank you for bringing Mig to us, and thank you for chatting. You are wonderful to spend time with. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.